James Taylor from his sweet Baby James LP. It's called Blossom. And Derek and the Dominoes by Eric Clapton, really. With Layla before that. It's 18 minutes past one. This is South Coast on a Friday morning. It's the 10th of June, 1983. And here's a slightly over-the-top song. Starts off very innocently. Listen to the ending. Never heard anything like it.
Better at a baseball game that got held up by August rain. Beneath the mezzanine, I huddled up against her hand. By then the rain had left the ground, and Siva threw a few on the mound. We stood to face the flag that flew above the name. Then the anthem began to blare. The stadium, it rang through the open air. And I knew this was the time to make my pitch. Won't you come home with me?
Mother's name.
Shadow.
Beatles and Michael Field called Moonlight Shadow, featuring Maggots Riley. Once again, she was on the Family Man single. Still think it sounds like Shadows Meet Autumn Day. And the song before that was from Rupert Holmes, called Our National Pastime. 1:24 is the time, if you're watching the watch for any particular reason. Hoping the shops might open, I think you're out of luck. Go back to 1979 for this next song. It's a group called After the Fire. We're in the charts not so long ago with De Commissaire. French for clothes pegs, I think. This song called One Rule for You. We'll be right back.
Fire, One Rule for You, and Police, that's the current single, number one in the UK, called Every Breath You Take. You may well have seen it on Top of the Pops a little earlier tonight. Mr. Sting and Gang, looking very serious. Grim even, true grit type of expression. I think his personal life is in all sorts of upheavals at the moment, so maybe he has good reasons. Good morning to Francis. Now, I understand it's your birthday today. Today, Friday the 10th of June, 1983. You're out in Frankfield in Douglas. Best wishes, etc. Come on from Lil. And us as well. Hey, you're having a party. Can we come?
If I could make them laugh, if I could make them cry, if just me showed you how what I'm feeling inside, the hurt of knowing that I will never see the sky, I have felt the loving eye. Thank you.
just the same. An actress, and I was gonna learn to fly.
Sadly, Frank McDougal would never see the sky.
And that's Harry Chapin.
You know, for Yorkie, if you're listening, that brings back nice memories for him.
Stays out in the Mediterranean,
sunning his body, etc.
Right, we move on. We've two now from Kenny Loggins. This first one's from the current LP, which is called High Adventure. It's a lovely song, full of orchestra bits and strings and things. It's called Only a Miracle.
Time to live. begin to think I understand. And if we are, you and I all spend ever and ever, I see myself within your eyes. And that's all I need to show to mind. Everything I do always take me home. Ever and ever.
Welcome to the Heart Light. And there's two LP tracks from Kenny Loggins, Only Miracles from the High Adventure LP. And that one, that's from an LP called Night Watch. The song called Whenever I Call You Friend, if you wonder who the female. Straining her vocal cords on the background of that is, it's Stevie Nicks.
Power of Fleetwood Mac.
Talking of them. This is a good try, Blink. Wish I hadn't done it now. This is from the Mirage LP. It's a single as well, sort of around Christmassy time. This is Gypsy.
There are men
Gypsy, and I walk to the gypsy.
started singing back in high school days, the band Toto, and they've remained together ever since. Something to be said for that. Don't know exactly what.
That's a current single, it's called
I Won't Hold You Back. And before that, a song from the Mirage LP from Fleetwood Mac. That song called Gypsy. Getting very romantic.
In a little detail, mate.
But why not? That's it. See you after 2 o'clock. Andrew's next with the news.
It's Lion's Coffee Time. Broadcasting on 194 medium wave and stereo 104. Radio.
It's 2 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Andrew Hukim. Well, at this stage in the British election, the media are concentrating now on the fate of both Labour and the Social Democrat Liberal Alliance.
It's a certainty that the Conservatives will have a fairly massive majority in the next Westminster Parliament.
Since the last news bulletin, we've heard that the leader of the Social Democrats, Roy Jenkins, has retained the seat he won in a by-election of Glasgow Hillhead. David Alton has retained the biggest constituency in Liverpool for the Liberals, and former Conservative Prime Minister Edward Heath is safely back home. In Bristol, the most outspoken and perhaps unliked, if misunderstood, politician of the Labour left-wing, Tony Benn, has lost his seat, one which he'd held for the past 30 years. The winning Conservative candidate praised him for running a clean fight. Bill Rogers of the SDP lost in Stockton in northeast England, as did Shirley Williams, who, although disappointed, spoke of the great moral victory won by the Social Democrats. Labour's Roy Hattersley philosophically spoke of the future. He said that their programme for 1983 starts tomorrow. One interesting point is that of proportional representation, or rather the obvious need for it in Britain's outmoded electoral system. For every Conservative or Labour candidate returned, only 35,000 voters are needed. But for the Alliance, each Liberal SDP MP now represents over 500,000 voters. The current state of the parties is this. The Conservatives have 240 seats in the House of Commons, Labour 142, and the Liberal Alliance have 10, with others one. Northern votes will be counted first thing in the morning, with the first results from Northern Ireland being known later this afternoon. Other news this morning, the board of the sugar company has decided to close the Tuam sugar factory at the end of the forthcoming beet campaign, but they also submitted to the government the cost of keeping the plant open for social reasons. After a seven-hour meeting, the board came to the same conclusion as that reached 3 years ago, but a final decision to close the plant will have to be made by the government. There are indications that the leader of the Palestine Liberation Organization, Yasser Arafat, and Colonel Gaddafi of Libya may be ready to bury their differences over how to deal with bringing troops out of Lebanon. The two leaders, who've been bitter critics of each other in recent weeks, arrived unexpectedly in North